Live from KQED News, I'm Alex Hall. One of California's main oil industry groups says it's pulling its referendum on the state's oil well buffer law. KQED senior climate editor Kevin Stark reports.
SB 1137, a law that bans new oil and gas wells near schools and parks, has been on hold since the California Independent Petroleum Association gathered enough signatures for a referendum vote. They say the setback rule would lead to less in-state oil production. While the group acknowledges California is transitioning to clean energy, they say we're still using lots of oil. The law will take effect immediately now that SEPA has dropped the referendum, but the group has vowed to sue, so court could put it on hold again. Still, environmentalists and advocates celebrated the announcement as a victory and promised to challenge any litigation. I'm Kevin Stark, KQED News.
A San Francisco nonprofit and one of its top officers have been barred from city contracts for the next 5 years. That's after a hearing this week on allegations that Leandro Jenkins, head of the nonprofit J&J Community Resource Center, illegally took at least $100,000 in city funds by submitting fake invoices and double billing. According to the city attorney's office, Jenkins also sought reimbursement for ineligible expenses, including alcohol, cigars, and motorcycle rentals. City attorney David Chu sought to ban Jenkins and J&J in February, along with the nonprofit's chief financial officer, Susan Murphy. A city hearing officer this week upheld the debarment for Jenkins and J&J, but found that the city failed to show enough evidence of misconduct by Murphy. I'm Alex Hall, KQED News.